Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, I am really interested to find out how this went.
Jill.
Because this to me seems like a train wreck ready to happen.
I'm surprised she's back on with us because A, you know they were out late.
Mm-hmm.
And B, she knows everybody's ready to tee off.
Yeah. Depending on how it went.
Like, even if it went well, people aren't going to be happy with her because why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, exactly. Even let's say she said, I just want to let you know that I have a tough time seeing you in the bar. Those 3 nights you're here because I think I've fallen in love with you. And even if he said, oh my God, I'm so glad you said something, I feel the same way. That's still, people are not going to like that
ending.
Outcome either.
Yeah,
That's not cool.
That's not good.
This is a lose.
Well, hurry up and get around before she
comes
up.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Hey, and Jill, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. You didn't take our advice yesterday. Everybody said, keep it to yourself.
Don't do it.
When he comes in, don't say a word. But for some reason, you thought you gotta get it off your chest.
I mean, I know everybody's mad at me or whatever and thinks that I'm some kind of awful person, but this is my life and these are my feelings, and I just feel like I have to express myself. I don't know if that makes me a bad person. I'm sorry.
Well, tell us what happened last night.
Well, he came in, but he came in with his wife and another couple. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the right time to tell him. But I did intercept him as he was going to the bathroom and taking him aside and ask him if he would be willing to come in today for
lunch. Oh, my goodness.
No, you didn't.
So wait a second. How does this work? He gets up from the table. He starts to walk his way over to the bathroom. You hurry over there and grab him by the arm, and you say, can you come in on Friday so we can talk?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
I said I had something important to tell him, and he said, you know, what's wrong, of course. He was, like, totally confused and concerned. And I just said, you know, it's something I have to talk to you about. So can you come in Friday for lunch? And he said he would do his best. So I don't know if he will or not. We'll see.
I'll do my best.
Did he look at you, like, confused?
Yeah, I mean, he looked a little confused. I'm never, like, you know, we don't talk about serious things. So I'm sure he was, you know, worried about it.
So it's not like you guys even, you can't even say that you guys have a friendship. Like, he doesn't have your number, you don't have his number, right?
Right.
So this is, this woman that he sees working at the bar, whenever he goes in there, all of a sudden has something serious she wants to talk to him about? He must be like, what the hell is going on?
I wonder if he thinks you want to borrow money. If he doesn't think immediately that you're interested in him, then that would be the secondary thing to go to, right?
But how rude.
Because he spends a lot of money with her.
He left the table with his wife, going to the bathroom.
And you stop him.
And you stop him to say, oh, can you come in tomorrow because I got something important to tell you.
Melissa, love is never rude.
Well, he loves his wife, and his wife loves him.
You don't know that.
I just think that, I mean, I don't know.
That is really, really
it's desperate.
Lots of cojones.
Desperate, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just think
for you to do that.
Yeah.
It's really out of line. It really is. Because he has no idea what's coming now.
Could be destiny, Bert.
I don't think he's coming back in today. I think you scared him.
God, I would be so offended.
Like, if I was somewhere with Katie and somebody pulled me aside to say, I need to tell you something, Melissa, and my girlfriend is right there, I would think so much less of you for that.
I've actually done that with Katie.
There are a couple of different stages of sort of weird here, too, because they're not even friends.
Right.
So this woman that he sees at the bar all of a sudden now says she wants to have a serious talk. He's not showing up.
Uh-huh. What would you do in that situation, Bert? Like, you and Stacy go
I
to
tell Stacy.
10 degrees south a whole lot, right?
Yeah.
Like, say it was something like that situation where somebody from there pulled you aside or something. Like
somebody that I see at the bar, but I don't really know
exactly.
That I didn't even know her name, but don't know anything else about her.
What would you think that was even about?
As soon as I got in the car, I'd say to Stacey, I'm like, the weirdest thing happened. You know that waitress? You know the server, Jill? Mm-hmm. She said that she wanted me to come in tomorrow morning, and she wanted to have a serious talk with me. I'm like, what the hell do you think could that be about?
And Stacey would be like...
It wouldn't even be in my zip code that it could be what she's about to say. So maybe Stacey
would pick up on it.
And I would say, Stacey, you're out of your mind.
I don't even think that would be on Jessica's radar. I would think it would be the money thing.
Women see things that dudes don't see. Yeah. Like she might have been seeing
I think Jessica would question it.
I think we would have a long talk about it. And then she'd be like, you got to go. You got to find out what this is. Like
right.
it would be exciting.
See, I think Stacey would go, let me go in your place.
Yeah.
Because if she wants to borrow money, she's got to go through Stacey anyway.
That's true.
Jill, hold on 1 second. Somebody else wants to be on the voice disguiser, and I don't want you guys to be on it at the same time, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. She sounds like she's got that tail between the legs. Nervous kind of. She knows.
She's starting to get a little like...
Crazy.
Crazy eyes, psycho.
Creepy.
To me.
Yeah, she sounds a little off.
Like she's got that look.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on the voice disguiser.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a similar situation as Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I actually did not make any move on the guy, and we just had kind of a mutual attraction. I waited until... He was divorced. I mean, basically, he was in an unhappy marriage, but neither one of us made any advances towards each other.
Mm-hmm. Very, very different. Very
you
different
said mutual
scenario.
Mutual attraction, yeah.
And she
right.
waited
well,
until
I
after
mean,
the divorce.
Right. Well, he had 3 kids, and I did not in any way want to have any drama, you know, with all of that. So it turned out he was in an unhappy marriage, and after they got divorced, and it was probably almost a year after that.
Well, I mean,
was still single. And he came back in, and we talked and went on some dates, and everything's great. And I have to face the ex, you know, as a step-parent. And so it's been, I can look her dead in the face and not have any kind of guilt or, mm-hmm. you know, anything like that. We have a great marriage. It worked out wonderful.
Well, I think you handled it right.
Right.
I mean, you both had a mutual, and you saw the mutual attraction, but you respected mm-hmm. your lives in order and waited for the right moment. I think the difference with Jill is, like I said, there is no evidence of a mutual attraction, and I think she's built this up in her head so much that she completely went over the line last night by stopping him on the way to the bathroom while his wife is in the bar, and I think it's going to backfire on her.
Hey, Jessica, go ahead.
I think you have this under the wrong segment. This should be in stepping into psycho. Like,
yeah.
He's nuts. You know, I mean, This is a random guy in her bar. It makes no sense. She doesn't know his name. I mean, she doesn't know anything about him. It's just nuts. And I agree with Melissa. What a trashy thing to do.
Jill, if this was your brother, okay, and he was coming to you with the very same story about a woman that he sees in a bar from time to time, what would you think of that woman?
I mean, obviously, I can relate to it, so I would think. I would think that it was fine, or that she was like me. I wouldn't assume that she was some trashy person who didn't know anything about him. I mean, we know each other. We talk all the time. Like I said yesterday, we've had lots of one-on-one conversations. So it's not like I don't know his name.
But you said you don't have a serious conversation with him. Like you just said that, well, we've never talked about anything serious, so I don't know what his reaction would be to what I said last night. I mean, it's just been on kind of lighthearted conversation in a bar. That's not a relationship.
I mean, lots of friends just have lighthearted conversations and make each other laugh, right? I mean, how often do you sit down and, like, have serious discussions with your friends?
And I don't have an affair mm-hmm. with them just because I sat down and had a funny conversation with them.
I don't think he's going to show up today.
I don't think he's going to show up either.
Definitely not.
The words, I'll do my best, don't really reek of I'll be there.
No, that means no.
Right.
That means I'm trying to be nice, but no.
He's you scared of you.
We definitely will call you on Monday to find out, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we will.
Here is Kim. Good morning, Kim. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Okay, I love the Burt Show, but let me just say, okay, this girl is a loon. And, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, that husband went home last night. He told his wife, and you know what? Her best thing is to just be quiet because she's going to, like, be out of a job by 5 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
Wives are territorial. She will call that lady's place of employment by the end of today.
That's true. Yeah. I hadn't even
thought
that.
I mean, the other day... she was saying she didn't want to lose her social circle. Really? That's like the least of your concerns, because when you go, this is the problem. This is the problem with infidelity. If women just had a mutual respect for other women, half of this stuff wouldn't even happen.
Jen Abbey always likes to say women are women's own worst enemy.
Stop it.
Jill, is there any... I mean, this is the same situation we were in yesterday where everybody's going to call up and tell you not to do it. And they're going to tell you that if he shows up at all, he's going to be confused and you may even lose your job over it. But you're going to do what you want to do, right?
I have to do what I feel.
Oh, God. No, you don't. I mean, it's just you have to be smart and you have to be respectful to somebody else. You're just so selfish.
She's not listening.
Yeah, just go for it.
Doesn't matter.
Go do your thing.
Doesn't matter what we say.
And then let's check back with you. We got to get an update on Monday. But this is not going to go well. I think we're all warning you right now. Mm-hmm. This cannot end well.
You already crossed the line.
I don't know that you all know that.
Mm, yeah, okay.
We're guessing.
Just be prepared for the wife to walk in.
Yeah.
Not him.
She may show up with him. What are you going to do then? Let's role play this.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if I was in that situation, I have to just go through with it. And then maybe she would understand
what?
Why you didn't go there anymore.
Okay. So you're going to tell the wife. So you're going to tell the wife that you're in love with her husband.
Cuckoo.
I don't know. Maybe.
So you would say,
I don't think that will happen.
You know what? Ooh. I think you should. If you're really committed to this, I think you should tell the wife too.
How do we arrange it to make sure the wife shows up too?
I don't know.
Hey, can we have his number?
Jill, you really got
off. She doesn't have it.
Yeah, no. She doesn't have it.
No.
She doesn't even know him that well.
Doesn't matter. She's in love with him.
You
love
need to.
She doesn't need his number.
Think about this from every angle, because there are a whole bunch of different possibilities that happen here. A, he doesn't show up. B, he shows up with the wife. The wife shows up by herself. You got a lot of thinking to do.
Okay. Not a lot of hours to lunch, but...
All right. Good luck with that.
Wow.
Talk to you on Monday.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
She has counted down to lunch. 5 hours to lunch.
TikTok.
5 hours till he comes in my car.
I would come back and do a 30-minute show at 1.
You have fun with that.
You know what today's special is? Destiny.
Get it? The Bird Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.